I'm headed back home to Thomasville, Georgia for my grandmother's homegoing. And it hit me how crazy that I used to love being home in my old neighborhood, seeing what's changed and what's still the same. But there's one part that makes me hate every visit, and it really sunk home because I don't feel like going home to fight this fight. Where you from is always come back to that. I've lived in Tampa since I got married in 03 and was at the University of Miami for 4 years for school and then 4 years afterwards for working where I met my wife. She's from Tampa. That's how I ended up back here. All that to say, whenever something is posted in an article about me or an internet quiz that says where you from and I say Tampa, I get into a huge back and forth drama with people at home. And those conversations hit multiple conversations when I go home visiting for a funeral like this weekend. I'm apparently bougie. I'm apparently changed up if I don't reply Thomasville, Georgia or Thomasville, GA. Ain't that the old lyric? It ain't where you from. It's where you at. Anyway, where y'all from? Listen to y'all all the time. Congratulations on everything. Sam Daniels headed home to Thomasville.
I feel you. 100%.
I feel you.
I don't know. Where are you from to me means where'd you grow up. Simple as that.
I don't think so.
That's where are you from.
I just asked you. I said if Good Morning America was doing families of four.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm going to have to highlight, you know, different home team. Whatever.
Right.
And they have the Andrades.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you, Anthony, Lil OG, and Aubrey.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are a family from Tampa.
From Tampa. That's where we live.
That's where y'all from. Yes. They ain't going to be like, where you from? You like, well, I'm from Duval, and then I'm from here, and I'm from there.
No. And no one cares, by the way, like the whole long story. It's where are you living at now?
I don't know. I think your family.
It ain't where you from. It's where you at.
Your family is from where you live, but you individually are from where you grew up.
Yeah.
I mean,
like I'm from Gary, Indiana.
Right.
Born and raised in Gary, Indiana.
So you from Gary?
18 years ago. I mean, like, it was till I was 18. Then I went to college.
Right.
And then
I
spent 9 years there. Then I moved here and been here for 22 years. Like, somebody asked me where I'm from. I'm from Tampa.
No, you're not, though.
I am,
You
though.
Moved to Tampa. You're from where you started. You started in Gary. You just said born and raised. It all started there.
Right.
Where you're from is from where it started. You could be a transplant. You moved here and there. But where you were raised, born and raised, is where you are from.
But, like, when you, like, for instance, like, Gary, Indiana is the home of Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Everybody's like, where is Michael Jackson born? He's born in Gary, Indiana.
Okay.
Like, because he went from Gary to famous.
And that
he went from Gary to the world.
That's
you know
fine.
What I'm saying? So he became Michael Jackson after leaving Gary, Indiana. And so now that's the only reference we have. So they say, where is Michael from? He was born in Gary. You know, he's not from Gary.
Yes, he is.
He's born.
Where did Joe have him running and practicing and have them doing
and
all their
and beating all them kids?
Whole yeah,
in Gary,
story.
Indiana.
That is where he is from.
But
you
I'm
can't
saying
change
that's
that.
If you make that jump where you run from famous, where you like, hey, I'm LeBron. I was from Akron.
That's where he's
and
from.
And then I went on.
He's
and
a kid
did whatever.
From Akron. He uses jumped, that hashtag every time.
And he jumped from Akron to the world. He became the world's. He didn't
he's
move.
He's not though, but he's from.
He does. LeBron James is the world's basketball player. Is what I'm saying. And he's from. From Akron.
You just said it.
I'm making a point. I'm
right,
saying when
you're
famous.
My point.
No, because I think it's different when you're famous. When you're famous, right. You're born a place and then you become the world's. If you're a person who just gets jobs and you move from your hometown to 6 years in Atlanta to 18 years in Seattle.
You're from your hometown.
You start building a life that's a little bit longer than that meteoric
jump. You lived here longer, though.
That's fine, but here's where you're at. You asked where is that person
so
from.
So he should always, anytime they say, hey, sir, where you, what was it, whatever his name was, he should put Thomasville, George.
If that's where you were born and raised.
Sam Daniels from Tampa needs to put, I'm Sam Daniels, I'm Thomasville, Georgia. That's what he should put.
Where he's from.
We got a text and it says Davin feels that way because he's from someplace tropical and exotic.
Yeah. He's proud to say Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
He's like, I'm from Costa Rica. Like, he gets Spanish when he say it all of a sudden.
No one really cares about where I'm from.
If they're asking
I always just say Tampa. And it's just such a story and it's long and it's annoying. So I always just say Tampa.
Where are you from, Meredith?
No. nowhere, literally nowhere. I was born in New Jersey, and then we went to Miami, and then we went to Jacksonville and St. Augustine, and now I'm here. Like, it doesn't matter. I always just say Tampa.
That is, because that's where you're from. That's what it is.
No pride in your hometown.
My man from the Instagram page, Real Tampa, that guy that puts up all of the old flashbacks, he hit me to be on his podcast the other day, and he was like, man, he's like, I really appreciate it. He's like, man, it's like you from Tampa. He's like, I know you born, you know, somewhere else. He's like, but yo, you've been here so long, you're part of Tampa, so I wanted you to get you on. So I'm like, you know, I don't argue it. Like, I know I'm born from somewhere else, but I've been here so long that people were like, yo, I was in a grade school bus and used to listen to you, and now I'm listening to you now. Like, you a staple here. So I'm like, yo, I don't have to, like, you know, explain it. So, I mean, like, this dude is like, I've been living here since 03. That's 17
a long time.
Years.
That's a long time.
None of that changes where your hometown is, where those roots are established.
But I think hometown and where you're from are two different things, though. I think Michael Jackson being born in Gary, Indiana, is his always going to be on his tombstone.
That's his.
But when somebody say where you from and they ask you if you're on a cruise, where you from? I don't need to know where you originated. I mean, where did your cruise come from? Where did you come from? I live in Tampa. Because if you like, where are you from? I say Tampa. And I'm like, hey, I'm going to be in Tampa for business. We should get lunch. That's what I'm asking
that's
you
why
for.
That's why you need to ask, where were you
I'm
born?
I'm not asking you for your E! True Hollywood story.
Well, that's what it sounds like. That's what that question means. Where are you from is where did you originate? Where did you come from?
Africa.
You could have moved to Tampa. You could move in a year and live the next 20 years of your life in Atlanta, but you're still from Gary.
All right, wait. Ralph is on the phone. Ralph, what's good?
Hey, what's up, hey, man, I've been listening to y'all for a minute, but I'm sorry, I got to agree with Dobby, because I'm from down in the sticks in Harlan, Kentucky. Don't nobody know where it's at. But now I live in Lexington, and I'm proud to tell everybody. They'd be like, where you from, man? I'd be like, man, I'm from Harlan, Kentucky, down in the sticks. Bloody Harlan, look it up.
I know Harlan. I know I got a good friend from Harlan, yeah? It's good and small.
Yeah, but I got to agree with Dobby, man.
Okay, so you always Harlan.
I'm always Harlan, no matter what. Me and my brother was talking about that the other day. All my family moved to Lexington, and it's, I mean, we're proud to say that we're from Redneck Harlan.
Yeah.
I'm a black dude, so.
it's all love, bro.
See, but that's got a little flavor to it because you got an accent. It sounds kind of cool. It's like,
you got to explain
it. Like Davi with his accent. He's from Costa Rica.
You notice he don't get Spanish unless he say Costa Rica, though. He sound normal as hell until you ask him where he's from. He's like, oh, Costa Rica. Like, when did you become Ricardo Montalban? All right, Denise is on the phone. Denise. Hey, Denise.
You still with Ralph.
Oh, Ralph. All right, there you go. All right, let's see here. Denise, hey, what's up, sweetie?
Hey, Orlando. Good morning, free show.
Hey.
Good morning. You've been in Tampa 19 years?
19 years and counting.
Wow. Where'd you come from?
I came from, just like Meredith, nowhere, a little town called Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Yep.
Listen, you ask me where I'm from? I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania. We just made the map. I'm from Pottstown. You can look it up. We made the map. I'm not from Tampa, 19 years, but I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Really? So now, if you, like I was asking Dobby, like you and your family on a cruise, and you bump into a nice family at the pool, and y'all like, they like, oh, we should get dinner. Like, where you from?
I live in Tampa, but I'm from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
She say it proud, too.
Wow. That's okay. Absolutely. That's how you respond. That's how you should respond.
Absolutely.
Okay. I live in Tampa, but I am originally from Turnersville, New Jersey.
I'm not saying
no
that.
Turnersville,
ever.
Pottstown. We made the map.
We made the map. Yeah. Tell them you made it on the radio. All right, sweetie. Take care. I mean, hey.
Some people are feeling people. It. Some people don't.
I think Sam should say it then. You know what? Tell his friends when he goes back home. Man, I'm from Thomasville, man. I'm from Thomasville all day, man.
Because if you're from like a little place like that and then you come back and you're claiming like another spot, people are going to look at you like, bro, like, who are you?
I didn't know anybody there, though.
We knew you when you was a legit. We played ball together.
Right.
And now you, oh, I'm from Tampa. No, you're not. We know your mama. We know where your grandmama house used to be.
Like, my mama live in Tampa.
You got roots here.
Like, everybody move. When people move away, it's like you from there. You have a fiber there. But it's like, you know, I mean, I understood what the person was saying. But damn, you don't want to diss your home. But like, that's why I thought like the Michael Jackson disses Gary. It's like that you ain't had, you became the world's and then all you knew was Gary. It ain't like you moved to other places and lived like you was Michael in Omaha and Michael in the bird. You know what I'm saying? Like all these other spots. It's like you went from Gary to the world's. Like, right. So that's a little different.
I just don't claim any place is different.
Once you start paying taxes and building families and all this other stuff, like the fact that I cheer for the Bucks, like they like, man, you used to be the Bears, dog. What happened to Walter Payton? I'm like, Walter Payton, they played in 30 years.
Yeah, but none of that, none of that changes where you're from. That doesn't change at all. Where you're from, that's where your roots are. That will not change regardless of your journey.
Is it where you're raised or where you're born?
I personally think it's where you're
raised. It's where you're born. Amp is on the phone. Hey, Amp.
What's happening, man?
What's going on, man? Where are you from?
From Tampa. Well, I was born in Birmingham, Alabama, but I'm from Tampa. I've been here for 30-some years, bro. So I've been here. Everything established here. Everything, my family, well, half of my family's here. The rest is back in Birmingham. So it's like I'm from Tampa. That's all I know is Tampa. I don't really know too much when it comes to Birmingham. So I would say I'm from Tampa if somebody asks me.
I would think you from Tampa, but according to the definition that they just gave me, you from Birmingham, Pimpin'.
That's crazy. That's crazy, man. That's crazy. But it's like, too, like you said, Orlando, you from Gary, Indiana, right? And
yeah.
Then you went to college in Tallahassee. So you from Gary, Indiana. You just went to college. You did everything else outside of where you
My whole thing is I'm more so thinking about Tampa because Tampa's okay. Like where I live and where I've built my family. But the people who I knew in Tallahassee – associate me from my 8 years there, and they like, yo, I remember when we was growing up in town, you know, and I'm like, okay, I got a part of that, but that's not where I'm from.
Right, and now you have a whole long explanation.
Yeah, now I got a long explanation. Well, it's way too long to be. That's a lot of for us to share over a drink.
Hey, that's cool, man. Hey, first time caller too, man.
Let's first time caller.
Welcome to the Freak Show, Amp. We appreciate you, Pimpin.
Word. Hey, no doubt, man. Y'all take it easy, bro.
All right, yeah. So what we telling Sam to do?
Sam's from GA. There's a place that you're from, and then there's the places that you went. You went to Tampa. You went to school in Miami, but you from GA, bro.
So we never going to get around you saying that whole Costa Rica thing. That was all we was getting to, basically. Like, are we ever going to get you out of it, we rolling all these
that.
R's? I'm in Costa Rica.
That ain't never going to change.
That ain't never going to change. God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.